Hello, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how are you this morning?
Perfect, absolutely perfect. And you?
I am.
You are, definitely. So I'm calling you because a recent article that you sent me, I'm finding a little bit hard to get to what you're trying to say. I see that there's something of value there, but I'm not sure it's 100% clear. And I need your help. So the name of the article is Dissecting Any Argument, and I don't want to argue
Oh,
about
well,
I'm not calling to bait you.
it was an argument that we had that I think prompted that article, as I recall,
Really? Huh, that's
about
interesting.
something else. I don't know,
Huh.
something in business, not spiritual healing source, but I don't
Well,
remember what it was.
I think that we probably find it easier to argue less about spiritual healing source because we have our catch-all phrase, which is what now, and we decided a long time ago that this was not an endeavor of ours, but an endeavor we were actually doing, and allowing spirit to come through, right? Whereas
Wow.
in business, I think we tend to let our ego get involved a little bit more, right?
That's certainly the case with me, my friend.
A couple of know-it-alls, right?
That's certainly the case with me, my friend.
Yeah. So, I've read the opening statement a couple of times, and I'm still having a little bit of difficulty understanding what you're trying to get across. You acknowledge in the second paragraph that it's a bit twisted. So can you untwist it for me?
Well, let's see. I'm pulling it up because this time you sent me an email asking that, I don't know, I forget how you put it because I rewrote it based on something. And so are you saying that this paragraph, two, TWO, two somewhat equally misunderstood and thus false, and that's in parentheses, parts of a much broader truth, might be one inadequate and therefore only partially true definition of an argument. Now, is that the paragraph you're having difficulty with?
Yeah. Seem to get lost in the beginning of the point to the by the time you get to the end of the sentence.
Okay, let's see. All I'm saying is, I think. Let's see. Spirit, help. Speak through me here. How do we clear this up for my brother and obviously for me? Let's see. A broader truth. Oh, okay. I see what it is now. Yeah. An argument. Yeah. An argument as I saw it when I wrote that. Yes. Now I see it. An argument that I'm sorry I got interrupted because another line came in, so let me regather my thoughts here. An argument is merely two people talking about something they're hanging on to and refusing to listen to any broader truth. And what I'm trying to get across here, what I was getting was, if I will stop arguing and learn to listen to what the other person is saying, then I won't be haggling over two inadequate pieces of the truth. And where I was coming from with that, based on you and me, is because I know you and we have a relationship, I trust where you come from. I trust, for example, I know that the reason you selected this particular article was because you asked if we were supposed to do a podcast. And you asked, if so, what article? I mean, that's maybe not how you phrased your. your request, but basically that's what you do. Those are your processes as well as mine. And so I trust you. And, well, if I trust you, why on earth do I want to argue with you? And that argument, what Spirit was showing me at that moment was the argument is based on two parts of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I'm going to get to a greater part of the truth is to find ways to interrupt what I'm hanging on to and to ask questions to find out what on earth you're trying to say. Now, every now and then I get to that, and that's something I'm going to tell you right now that that's on my must-do list. I must bring this into a fuller awareness so that I'm not always trying to argue my point, because my point isn't worth arguing. Now, I don't think that's any clearer than the paragraph, is it?
Well, actually, yeah, it is. I think it is clearer. Oh. Yeah.
What makes it clear to you?
Well, the letting go part. And I find that anytime I let go of a position that I'm holding on to, I usually learn something. And that letting go mechanism is almost like a key. It's like whatever I'm holding on to, whatever my position is preventing me from gathering what the next piece of the puzzle is.
Hey, can I interject something at this moment?
Mm-hmm. Sure, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just so excited right now because I'm reflecting on the fact that, as you know, one of my many things that I repeat during the day is I'm getting better and better. It's moment by moment, day by day, I'm getting better and better in every way. And I just sat here and had a realization. Because as you were saying that, I'm realizing I am listening to other people in a much more, I'm going to use the word profound way. And the word reason I use profound is because I'm learning profound things by stopping, holding on, and letting go and saying, okay, whoa, what do I need to be hearing? What do I need to be hearing, you know, as I'm getting all tensed up and ready to argue. And this is with with my beloved, was what just came across, Eve, as I began thinking about a conversation we were having yesterday, and where I just settled down and said, okay, she's trying to say something. Listen for the truth. And so I got a question, asked her, and I learned some stuff that was like, oh, that's what you mean. Oh, and I didn't have to tell her that, oh, well, I thought you meant. It doesn't make any difference what I thought she meant.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered what she meant, and it was like, holy mackerel. And because I understood it, I could tell she felt understood, and she left my office with, you know, a bounce in her step, really feeling good because the old buzzard finally listened to what she was trying to say.
That's good.
So I guess dissecting, I'm just looking at the other paragraph. Every time I engage in an argument, I walk away realizing that it was not only a complete waste of time because neither the other person or I listen to what either of us were trying to express so that we could both gain a broader understanding of the total picture, which escapes us both. And, you know, you take that into spiritual or religious, if you prefer, arguments. That's exactly what they are. You know, two people listening and maybe even hearing Spirit, but shutting out everything other than what their filter has allowed them to hear. So anyway, that's so far. Gee, if I've helped you understand it, maybe everybody else will understand it and want to read it, and this will be the end of our podcast. No, or do you have something else?
No, you untied the knot for me. I wouldn't mind a little bit about how you said you're becoming more aware, and every day in every way it's getting better and better in regards to your desire to be open to not arguing and gaining another perspective. What tool are you using to arrive there? Like how?
I have several.
Okay.
And let's put it this way. When I become aware after the fact and get over my defensiveness, I lapse into something that has always helped me. And that is, I either figuratively, or if the incident was gross enough in my own judgment, in my own mind, that I'm really feeling bad and stupid and guilty over doing it, I might literally beat on my chest and say, God, be merciful unto such a sinner as I. And that, because of my belief system, which tells me that immediately, makes me right and in the right vibration, so to speak, with the universe or God, whatever you want to use to call that which is, quote, greater than yourself. And if you don't want it to be greater than yourself and it's the higher self within or whatever, to me, those things are all immaterial. But so I'm sorry I'm going on about it. But anyway, that's one of the processes. But that's after the fact. Now, in the middle of it, I go to what you just said at the beginning was our process. I think we dubbed it the pattern interrupt, based on a book I wrote, which is Discovering the Unrecognized You. The subtitle was What Now?
Mm-hmm.
And one day, either you or I, in the middle of a telephone conversation, again over a business thing, became aware that it was a pattern interrupt. And we do it when we get into a conversation, immediately. If you sense I'm way off basis, you'll just ask me, have you asked about that? And it's like, because I realize, no, I haven't. So what now? I ask at that very moment. Well, that's easy with you because you and I are brothers on the same path, walking arm in arm, so to speak. So even though our processes are different in many things, we both can be brought to that bottom line of asking at that very moment, or admitting that we're way off base. And I know I've said to you a few times, give me a few moments, I'll call you back, and I'll hang up, and I'll get serious and say, good grief, what am I supposed to do with this? What now? And I'll either get the answer, or I'll get the answer that I'm blocking it or resisting it, and therefore I need more time and to just relax and, meditate. And, we're getting again into, you've asked me what are the tools, but I'm going to just say right now, the two that come to mind are that one of just, getting to a place where I know I'm made righteous simply by humbling myself and saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And if I have to literally beat on my chest while doing it, it's the only prayer I ever came across that Jesus was quoted as teaching that would bring a person into righteousness. All our religiousness and all our energy put out in different kinds of methods to become, quote, right with the universe are, you know, and we think that we're really advanced, and, you know, we get kind of talking about ego, talking about feeling good about ourselves and all that stuff is swallowed up, because he said that that stuff leads you into self-righteousness and gets you nowhere. But when you humble yourself in that other way, you're immediately brought into the righteousness, the right thinking, if you prefer, of and with God. So anyway, those are my tools.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm going on too long. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay. It worked out just fine. So thanks very much. I appreciate you taking the time to clarify and give us some more insight in regards to this article, and I'll put it up and we'll put this podcast with it. Thanks so much, Brad. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Ryan, I had fun babbling, so
okay.
Worked for me. And
perfect.
I don't feel guilty about babbling. Thanks, brother. I really love you. Thanks for the call. I'm looking forward to seeing what I wrote in print and what I said orally.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you,
and
too.
Bye-bye.